The Case of the Constipated Bishop. There's a lot of chess played outside the elevated levels of our distinguished first team. I was struck by the interesting games being played in a recent match in the Limit League between ourselves and Charlton. The match produced a fine example of what I'm going to call the Case of the Constipated Bishop. The players were intensely focusing on their own games and may not have had a chance to see much of what was going around them. So my thoughts from the sidelines may be of interest and perhaps value. As the games developed, I was struck by similarity across all four boards. After about an hour, the games had reached beyond the openings and were headed for the middle game. All were roughly in balance. The white, which tends to be the side setting up the structures of each game, had chosen a solid pawn formation in what is called a closed position, which is likely to produce strategic manoeuvring rather than tactical positions. Typically, few pawns had been exchanged. In several games, often a bishop had been developed in what's called the fianchetto position. That's b7 or g7 for black, b2 or g2 for white. The fianchettoed sentries are in a triangular sentry box of three pawns to the side of the board. One of the great discoveries of the modern style of play was the plan of attacking the centre from a distance, and the fianchettoed bishop works in this fashion. But for the sort of plan to work, the players have to be ready to break open the close position with a pawn advance in the centre, usually putting more pressure on the four squares making up the centre of the battlefield. This is a special 2x2 square around which the battle rages. If you choose to play with that bishop on sentry duty, make sure there's a plan to sweep into diagonal action, operating either on the white squares or on the black ones only. Now, I'm conscious of breaking this rule myself as black. But as black, bishop starts on c8 is often blocked in if it does move to the fianchetto position on b7. Now, b7 is a good square for middle game breakouts, but black often finds itself with pawns on d5 and e6, say after playing a French defence or against a queen's pawn opening. This is where you get the result which I've described as a constipated bishop unable to move. A good example of what might result comes from the match. I name no names to protect the guilty. It occurred after one such opening. Black had contributed to a position where the king's side had developed nicely, but the queen's bishop was blocked. The way out was to create that sentry box. Instead, black played a6. This is particularly bad as it cuts off one of the ways of the black c8 bishop entering the game, via a3. Yes, in that way it can pop out of the side door that black had unthinkingly sealed off in this game. I noticed a similar motif was being played out in other games, not only for black. Sometimes it was successful and the bishop was able to escape, unconstipated. In the game I selected, black, with a little help from white, managed to swap off numerous pieces on the c-file. Guess what? After several other crisis points, the black bishop still never managed to escape. It couldn't move. An excellent example of a constipated bishop. I will not even mention the result of the game. I'll leave that to your imaginations. Maybe you are the person with the constipated bishop. I would really like to hear any comments, particularly from the players in the match.